This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
And it is time for a quick chat with my next big thing, Next Gen. Yes, lads.
Hey!
How are we doing?
We are very, very good. How are you, Connor?
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Right, there are three of you right now, so I need to go through. If you can just introduce yourself with your name and your age, that'd be great.
Cool. So my name's Kieran, and I'm 22.
And I'm Sonny, I'm 22.
And I'm Joel, and I'm 21.
So it's the three of you that make up Next Gen.
Yeah.
You actually started as a band called Yes Lads. The reason that you were Yes Lad, the reason I want to bring this up is because there was a few headlines when you'd finished on The Voice. Everyone got so confused. They were like, I've seen these boys before. So what happened? You like done the band there, split up, and then become you three, right?
You know, things with Yes Lad didn't really work out the way we wanted it to go. But me, Joel and Sonny have always been friends. Like, me and Sonny went to college together. Joel's auntie and my mum worked together, so we've known each other for years, and we saw that The Voice were taking on trios, and we thought, you know, this is all we want to do. We want to make music our life, so why don't we try as a three-piece and
just go
on The Voice?
Yeah. Why not? What have we got to lose?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think as well, because you went on to the audition and absolutely tore the place down. That Cry Me a River cover was sick.
Nice one.
Thank you very much.
I've always wanted to sing. We get a lot of people come on and have a little chit-chat, singers and bands, and every single time I ask them if I can be a part of it. Do you reckon I could be a part of your band?
Yeah, of course. We like you already.
So how did you find The Voice as an overall? How was it for you guys?
I mean, The Voice was... it was like that little bit of a life-changing situation for us. Like, we were ready to pack it all in, and then we seen that opportunity. So we're so grateful for they treat you amazing as well. If anyone's like listening and wanting to go on the show, maybe, like, I know there's a kids version, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a kids version. Yeah.
They treat you like amazingly. They make sure you're ready, make sure you're confident. So we would like fully suggest, like, if anyone wanted to go on a talent show, it would be definitely The Voice.
Oh yeah, definitely. And being on that stage as well, it gives you an amazing feeling. But then you see these chairs turning around for you, and you're thinking, wow, this is actually happening. So it was, like Joel said, it was a great experience on The Voice. We're so lucky to have choose Will.i.am. I mean, Will.i.am and Olly Murs turned for us, and they had a little bit of an argument of we needed to go on their team. So eventually, obviously, we choose Will.i.am, and we've not looked back since.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Will.i.am's great. He's definitely... I'm not just saying this, but he's definitely my favourite coach. If I could sing, I would probably go with Will. I just find him quite cool. He's got such a good personality.
He's quite quirky.
So, of course, you did pick Will. Your journey through The Voice was incredible. And then I want to touch on the semi-finals, because you guys done something very, very risky and very brave, like Will said. You sung your own song in the semis, didn't you? What made you do that?
I think we spoke to Will about it, and we wanted to do something that no one had ever done before in the semi-final, and he was very keen. He said, you know, we've been on the show 8 years and no one had done this before, so why don't we do it? And it was a risk. We got in a bit of trouble.
We broke the rules.
But do you know what? Ultimately, in the end, it worked out, because we're now off the show, but we're still continuing to work with Will. And we are back and forth to the studio. We're going to start releasing a song a month.
A song and a video a month.
Nice.
For like the next year. So,
that's cool.
We are pretty busy. We are buzzing with how everything's gone and the opportunities that have come from it.
So with you performing Embrace, which is my next big thing all this week, and that was the tune that you played in the semis, how did Will end up on the track? I mean, did he come to you and go, boys, I'm about to drop some bars on the track? Or was it like, Will, come on, you need to help us out here. Let's get on the track. How did that come about?
Well, basically, when we was trying to choose the song for the semi-final, he wanted to hear the songs that we'd already written. So we just sent him like all the tracks that we'd done already. And he really liked this one, so we went into the studio with him. He wanted to like reproduce it, and we was in there for about 6 hours, 7 hours, and he reproduced the track for us. And he was like, "Yo, I really, really like this song. Come back tomorrow, and I'm gonna rap on it." And we was all looking at each other like, "What?"
We didn't believe him at first.
The thing is, he asked us, "Do you mind? Do you mind?"
Do you mind?
Yes.
Do you mind?
I imagine it, actually. No. We don't really want that, Will. It's just not really the vibe we're looking for.
He's like that, though. He said, do you know what? He's such a nice guy, and he's always dead polite. Like,
yeah.
When we were working with him over the past week, we were playing him some more stuff of ours, and he'd be like, is it okay if I change this and produce this for you guys? It's like, yeah, of course it's okay. Like,
yeah, of course it is. So is Will sticking with you then? Is that kind of the relationship now? So everything you kind of do going forward, are you going to make sure you keep in contact with Will and see sort of what he thinks about the tracks? Is that the idea?
Oh yeah, we're part of his crew now. At the blind auditions, he said, I want to make a crew with you guys. So we're a crew, and you know, we want to get more people in this crew. So join our crew.
Every single crew needs a radio presenter. So I'm just here waiting.
And you're
so.
Part of the band.
I'm part of the band. When are we going on tour, by the way, gents? When is that?
In the summer.
In the summer. So what can we expect from you as well this year? Because, of course, this is a massive year for you guys. 2019's been huge. What's coming? What's on the way other than the track every single month? I reckon there's more.
You'll have to follow us on social media and wait and see. We can't give too much away at this moment in time. But go and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Next Gen Official, NXTGEN. And we'll be announcing some pretty cool
stuff. And especially keep a lookout on our YouTube channel as well, because that's where we'll be posting all the videos every single month.
Right, guys, we want to get something very, very important from you right now. We've got a lot of kiddies listening right now all over the UK who are aspiring to be in a band, be a singer, go on a talent show. Kian, what would you say is a great bit of advice for them kids listening?
I would say to anyone aspiring to be a singer or wanting to be in a band or go on a talent show, I would say to them, always follow your dream, work hard, never give up, and don't listen to anyone who is negative about it.
Good man. Sonny, what's your advice?
Well, I was in school and college going through a whole different career until I realised that I want to actually become a singer. And I kind of had the initial idea, I can't be a singer, but you just got to go for it. I mean, you can achieve anything in life. So just if you really want to go down a different path, you know, there's always all these different paths you can go down. So just aspire to be anything you want to be. And like Keane said, if you work hard at it, you can achieve your dreams.
For sure, just stay focused. And Joel, to finish it off?
I would say, don't worry about what anyone thinks, because it's cool to be different. You don't want to be like everybody else. Like in school, like we all wanted to be in music, and nobody else wanted to be in music in my year especially. And you sort of stuck out, but I think that's quite cool to be different than everyone else. And also just never give up. You're going to get knockbacks. Like that will happen. People are going to say no, or people are going to say, oh, you're not good enough, but... You know what? Just keep going and like eventually it will happen.
There we go. I mean, that is good advice, guys. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And you never know as well. You could be at school one day wanting to be a singer. Next thing you know, you're dropping a track with Will I Am.
Exactly. That's what's happened to us.
I know, and we didn't think that would ever happen. No. So
Next Gen, you are my next big thing all this week on Fun Kids. Thank you very, very much for popping on.
Thank you very much.
Nice one, Connor.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.